It, of course, is Ben's Day. A number of topics were discussed in the locker room this morning with quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, one of them being Le'Veon Bell not receiving a ton of touches in Cleveland. Here's how Roethlisberger responded.
I mean, we put together 10 plays, starters, if you will, and it was scripted to come out and throw screens, throw quick balls. The third and fourth play were run plays. But when you get penalties, you get backed up, you're not going to run the ball on second 20 and stuff like that. You've got to find ways to get some chunks back.
All right, guys, we also saw a lot of empty sets where Bell wasn't even on the field. Ben said a lot of that was trying to get Martavis, Antonio Brown, Juju Smith-Schuster on the field. What did you make of how the offense was for game number one?
Well, for me, it was just a matter of them really kind of getting used to each other and just starting to get in the groove. I mean, one of the things I noticed about Lev Bell was he was better in the second half than the first half, and he was better in the fourth quarter than he was in the third quarter. And one of the things I saw was as he's going about his business in the third quarter, he's picking up a couple blitzes. Well, hello, you got a nice little backs-on-backers drill going there. It seemed to light him up. He got his mojo going, and I think it was just a part of him getting moving forward. One of the things that you love as a ball player, when you come in and out to a game, you want a big hit early on. It kind of loosens you up. It kind of gets all the congestion out of your nose, and, you know, you get a little bit of snogulation going on, you know. So after you get hit a couple times, now you're ready to roll, and that's, I think, that for Lev. He just had to get what I call his sea legs.
Yeah, I think a part of the lack of touches, too, was a result of how he was playing, particularly in the passing game. And I think when you see them late in the second quarter, they went to that four wide receivers tight end package, and you had Antonio Brown out there, you had Eli Rogers out there, you had Juju Smith-Schuster out there, you had Martavis Bryant out there, and Jesse James. That's telling me that they liked the way Juju Smith-Schuster was running his routes better than the way Le'Veon Bell was running his routes. We saw that third and two that was not converted along the sideline. I think that's a play where Bell's got to run a better route there, catch that ball, at least get the first down. Then you've got a linebacker on you, and who knows, you might be able to still be running. But they went with guys that they had more faith in at the time, and then you saw Bell back out there in the second half. I think you'll see him continue to shake the rust off. But there was absolutely rust. I don't think anybody can come up with a way to discredit that. Now, why was there rust? Well, we're not going to talk about whether he was or was not at training camp because Mike Tomlin's done with that. But there was rust in week one, and it was obvious to me.
Well, part of it, too, was, as you were talking about, when you spread them out like that, now that Williams ain't going to pack the box. As soon as you get Lev sitting in the backfield, he's going to start packing the box, get people jetting up field and trying to create all sorts of chaos in the run game, which he was able to do early on and actually quite effectively really kind of just hog-swoggled the running game. They just weren't able to run the ball the way they normally do.
If hog-swoggled means affected in a negative fashion, I agree with you. The corners walking off the edge, the Browns seemed they wanted the Steelers not to do two things from what I was seeing. Run the ball and throw it deep, because Jabril Preppers was playing in, I'm trying to think of somewhere that's west of Cleveland, Toledo. He was off the ball a long way. So they didn't want the down-the-field stuff, and they didn't want the Steelers to run. So the Steelers did what was being made available to them. They tried the sideways passing stuff, the shallow crosses, get over the crowd up front and in front of the safety, and see if you can make that work. And, hey, they got enough points, so eventually it worked, right? If you have one more point than the other guy, you had a good game plan on offense and defense.
A win is a win. All right, so where do they go from here, though, guys? All the pieces of the puzzle are there. Obviously, not the outing they wanted, as you said. They won, but you still have to get better. It's just week one.
Yeah, I think a different challenge this week with Minnesota. I think protecting Ben Roethlisberger is going to be the issue, because the Vikings front four is really good. And when I say front four, they're deeper than just four guys. But the four players that are in the game at one time on the defensive line for Minnesota, Minnesota's going to try to have those guys dictate what happens in the passing game. It's up to the Steelers' offensive line to not let that happen. If the Steelers' offensive line wins that battle, I think they can get some stuff done, Wolf.
Oh, there's no question. body. You got the Hunter, you got the Griffin. Between the two of them, that's 20 sacks up front. You got the Linval Joseph, who is just a wide man. I mean, this guy looks like 10 pounds of potatoes in a 5-pound sack. He packs out that uni. So you're going to have to be on your P's and Q's. You've got to be able to run the ball. That means securing the double teams and making sure that you drive people off the ball and then coming off and getting the second-level guys. So all that is to be had. It's going to be there, and you're going to be in a crowd-friendly Heinz Field, so you're going to be able to get off on the snap count, and they can't be in their dome with the loud crowd and then suddenly be able to get a good rush on the quarterback because they can, you know, anticipate the snap with all the crowd and everything.
All right. Sunday, home opener, Heinz Field, 1 o'clock. Supposed to be 80 degrees, by the way. So
I'll get sunblock.
Yeah, we don't want you getting burnt down there, Wolf.
Tan like a tomato.
All right, time for another quick break. When we return, Bob and Mike, have agreed to disagree.
I'm right. He's wrong.